We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Lamed Zayin. Second sentence. Hamragel b'chavero. If someone spies on his friend, and then he gives over the information to others. Milvad alavin shemaninu leil over gamken al kama sayin ve'avarim ezrat Hashem yitbarach echad echad. So aside from what we discussed earlier, beforehand we were discussing the prohibitions. Now there are many proactive commandments that one would transgress if one behaves this way. Number one, over al yedei zal mitzvat aseh zachot asher asah Hashem lokech leMiriam baderech. The Torah says, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Shizirano haTorah bazeh. The Torah was warning us here. Shenizkol bapet tamid onesh hagadol asher asah Hashem yitbarach latzadek Miriam haNeviah. That we should orally recount, we should repeatedly remember the great punishment Hashem did to that pious woman who merited prophecy, Miriam. Shelo dibra la be'achia. Who was she talking about, Miriam? She wasn't talking about the guy she couldn't stand, the new fellow who just came to town, the competition across the street. She was talking about her brother, Asher avatu kenafsha. She loved him like herself, her little brother. V'gidlatu al birkeh. She brought him up. Miriam risked her life for that kid. Miriam was the one, thanks to her, he was born, right? She was the one who convinced her parents to get back together again. So Miriam has a lot of merits when it comes to Moshe. She helped her mother bring him up. And when she speaks about Moshe, she's talking about someone who she cherishes. V'siknatz malatzilo min hayam. She endangered herself to save him when he was put in the casket in the Nile. She stood from afar and watched. She was watching over him. V'ilo dibra bignuto. She wasn't coming to say, you know, Moshe... dash. She wasn't coming to speak badly about him. What was she doing? She was saying, you know, Moshe is like all other prophets, and all other prophets don't do this, so we have to talk to him. She was telling her brother Aaron. So Miriam is coming out of concern for Moshe. What's going to be with his married life? His poor wife hasn't had intimacy with him for years. Because ever since he got prophecy by the burning bush, he separated from his wife. And now that we hear about this, she comes to her brother Aaron and says, you know, I just heard this is what Moshe did. You and I both got prophecy. There are many other prophets. No one else has done this. We have to go talk to him. So what's her transgression? She thinks he's just like any other prophet. It doesn't seem so severe. She has good intentions. She wants to help Moshe. V'lo dibra bevanav she'evosh. She didn't come and embarrass him. She didn't come and speak in front of him. Aaron, you hear what Moshe's doing? She didn't do this at the dinner table when Moshe was there. Ve'lo b'fnei rabim. She didn't do it publicly. Rak b'na l'v'n achei kadosh b'tzina. She goes privately to her holy brother, the Kohen Gadol, Aaron, and says, Aaron, did you leave your wife when you got prophecy? No. Well, neither did I leave my husband, so we have to go talking to Moshe. Why is he doing this? And when Moshe heard about it, Moshe wasn't even upset at them. Shenemaz, the verse says, the Torah testifies right away that Moshe is very humble and he didn't hold it against them. And you see, in spite of all this piety, all these good reasons, at the end of the day, she was punished. For 7 days, she was defiled. All of Israel knew that Miriam has tzaras. Hatipshim. So now let's learn from this. What do we derive from this? How silly people are. Hamarbim ledaber gdolot niflot al chavrehem. People are willing to speak so badly about their friends. Shevaday anshu al zemeod. Undoubtedly, Hashem is going to hold that against them and will punish them, because here you see Hashem took Miriam to task, even though she had good intentions and she did it privately, but nonetheless she said something slight against Moshe. So what would be if someone says something major against someone else? He does it publicly or he does it brazenly. So obviously that's much more severe. So the first mitzvah we have is to remember what happened to Miriam. And if we'd remember what happened to Miriam, we'd think twice before we spoke about our brother or our roommate, even with their best intentions at heart. As we find, Miriam had Moshe's best intentions at heart. So that's the first mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim enumerates here in the proactive commandments, we should constantly remember what happened to Miriam, and that will help us stay in line.